USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now into day four, the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors is leading to layoffs. Workers continuing to picket GM plants across the U.S. In Canada, the automaker says it plans to temporarily lay off 1,300 workers at its final assembly plant in Ontario because of that strike. California officials say they'll challenge President Trump's decision to revoke their authority to set their own vehicle emission standards. 13 other states and D.C. have similar standards that are tied to that California waiver.
We took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong in the face of some notable developments and to provide insurance against ongoing risks.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell there yesterday announcing they're slicing interest rates by a quarter of 1%. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Southeast Texas is getting soaked still by Tropical Depression Imelda. Over 8 inches of rain falling in the Houston area since Imelda made landfall on Tuesday, causing waterways to rise and flood some roads. Flash flood watches still in effect for Southeast Texas, as well as Southwest Louisiana today. And the National Weather Service says parts of East Texas could get another 10 inches of rain just this morning. A new lawsuit against the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's estate naming two women as co-conspirators in an alleged sexual abuse case. The suit filed yesterday by an unnamed woman argues that Epstein sexually assaulted her countless times over the course of 3 years, beginning when she was 14. And the suit names Sarah Kellen and Leslie Groff as Epstein employees who recruited the teenage girl to be sexually abused by Epstein. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump making a stop in San Diego yesterday, checking out a portion of the border wall that's under construction there. Meanwhile, they were talking about the wall back on Capitol Hill and how the president's funding it.
We have a wall that the likes of which very few places have ever seen.
Senate Democrats filibuster against a variety of spending bills. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says money came out of other programs to fund the wall.
The Republicans decided, without consulting any Democrat, to divert funds from medical research, opioid treatment, and our military and their families so that they could appease the president's wish to spend up to $12 billion extra for a border wall.
Missouri Republican Roy Blunt says a compromise from this past summer covers programs that were wanted by the Democrats.
New suicide initiative. It increases early childhood care and education programs. There's new mental health workforce programs involved here. We invest in homeless youth education.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Some folks in Hawaii say they had a sense of deja vu yesterday when emergency sirens went off across Oahu and Maui. The Honolulu police accidentally set off the alarms at about 5 p.m. State officials let everyone know it was a mistake 6 minutes later. Unlike last year when a mistake mistakenly warned of an incoming missile, it took nearly 40 minutes for that mistake to be announced. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.